Phoenix Audio presents
Hitman, 40 years making music, topping charts, and winning Grammys, by David Foster, with Pablo Fenves. Chapter 1, The Comeback. On a stifling summer day in 1990, I made the long drive from my recording studio in Malibu to Glendale in the San Fernando Valley. I pulled up in front of a drab building that looked about as impressive as a sheet metal shop, parked on the street, and approached the unprepossessing entrance. It must have been about 30 degrees out, but it was nice and cool indoors. I signed in at the security desk and took the stairs to the second floor, where an older guy was waiting for me. "You the fellow that's here about the Nat King Cole recordings?" he asked. "That would be me," I said. He turned and made his way down the corridor, and I followed him through a door and into a huge, musty vault that was stacked with ancient tapes. Most of them were in identical metal cases, piled 8 and 10 deep in places, and I could make out a number of familiar names on some of the fraying labels. Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Peggy Lee, Tony Bennett, Perry Como. We went deeper into the vault. The place looked like that endless government warehouse in the final scene of Raiders of the Lost Ark, where the Ark itself, safe inside a sturdy wooden crate, is wheeled to its final resting place among tens of thousands of similar crates. "Let me think," the old man said, shuffling along and mumbling to himself. "I'm pretty sure I know where it is." He slowed suddenly, and I almost bumped into him. "Should be right here in this here area somewhere," he said, craning his neck, and I thought he was going to tip over backwards. "Yep, there it is." It was on the second shelf from the top. He reached up and grabbed it and blew the dust off the case, and for a moment a cloud hung in the air between us. He then turned abruptly, and I followed him back outside, to the end of the corridor and into a tiny, airless room. He transferred the recording onto a 24-track tape and gave me the copy. I signed for it, and I thanked him, and I found my way back into the blazing sunlight. I climbed in my car for the long return drive to the studio.